12-year-old hawk sat perched high in a tree, in a dreamlike state. All around her, Kanzen was burning. Thick, black smoke rushed over her, on currents of air formed by the intense heat below. Her brothers, Fu, Malao, Se, and Long, had already taken flight. It was time for her to do the same. Grandmaster had told them to scatter into the four winds. So, into the wind she would go. Hawk spread her arms wide and let the warm, rising air lift her into the night sky. She welcomed the familiar feeling and soon found herself soaring through the darkness, circling higher and higher. Yet, no matter how high she flew, she couldn't escape the smoke. It burned her eyes and obscured her vision. She had no choice but to descend once more. Maybe she could somehow fly around the trouble. Below her, the Kanzen compound came into view again. Through the smoky haze, Hawk saw the outlines of 100 fallen monks. She was as powerless to help them now as she had been during the attack. She frowned and continued on. Hawk headed for Kanzen's main gates and saw her former brother Ying just beyond them, his carved dragon face contorted into an angry scowl. Grandmaster was with Ying, and so was her brother Fu. Hawk watched as Ying cut Fu's cheek with his chain whip, then blasted a large hole clear through Grandmaster's upper body with a qiang. Hawk shuddered and blinked, and Ying disappeared, like mythical dragons were rumored to do. Fu ran away, and Grandmaster slumped to the ground. Behind her, Hawk heard her youngest brother, Malao, giggle. She glanced back, but saw no sign of him. Instead, she caught a glimpse of a monkey demon dancing across a burning rooftop. "What is going on?" Hawk wondered. She had had strange, vivid dreams before, but never one quite like this. Everything was so clear and so violent. The images got worse. Hawk saw Grandmaster suddenly stand, streams of smoke drifting in and out of the bloody hole in his chest. He glanced up at Hawk, soaring overhead, and his wrinkled, bald head tumbled off his shoulders. Hawk shuddered again. She had had enough. She wanted to wake up. She pinched herself and felt it, but nothing changed. She was still gliding on smoky currents of air. She felt as if she were asleep and awake at the same time. Perhaps the smoke had something to do with it. If she could just get away from the smoke, maybe she could find a way to wake up. Hawk glided beyond the tree line, skimming the treetops. She flew as low as possible, hoping that the drifting smoke would rise above her. She hadn't gotten very far into the forest when she passed over a large hollow tree and caught a glimpse of herself burying Grandmaster's headless body inside it. Curious, Hawk landed on a nearby limb and watched herself finish the job, then drift off to sleep inside the tree. As Hawk stared through the smoky darkness, she saw a soldier with the head of a mantis sneak into the tree hollow and sprinkle something over her sleeping face. She had been drugged. That was why she was having trouble waking up. With this realization came a dizzying sensation. Part of Hawk's mind raced back to her lessons with Grandmaster concerning certain types of mushroom spores and different plant matter that, if inhaled, could put a person into a dreamlike fog for days on end. Hawk grew certain that she was now only half asleep, which meant that she was half awake. She made a conscious effort to pull herself into the waking world, and the smoke around her began to thin. At the same time, Hawk watched the soldier's impossible insect head in her dream. It transformed from that of a mantis into that of a man. And she recognized him. His name was Tong Long. He was Ying's number one soldier. Hawk watched Tong Long lift her unconscious body and carry it out of the tree hollow. Hawk spread her arms in her dream and leaped into the air, following Tong Long. She glanced down and saw that two soldiers were now carrying her unconscious body along a trail. She was bound and hanging from a pole like a trophy animal. Hawk blinked, and the scene below changed. She was now unbound, having a conversation in the forest with Fu, Malau, and a tiger cub. Hawk blinked again, and a stiff breeze rose out of nowhere. It whisked the remaining smoke away, and the images went with it. When the breeze stopped, Hawk felt herself begin to tumble from the sky. She pinched herself again. This time, she opened her eyes.